North Dakota real estate headlines. New ND Property Records search tool centralizes deeds, liens, and permit data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a North Dakota portal that aggregates property records, including owner information, deeds, tax records, loans, liens, permits, and purchase history in one searchable database. Real estate professionals in ND can streamline due diligence and client research without toggling between multiple county record systems. Add https://northdakota.propertychecker.com/ to your closing checklist for faster title and ownership verification. North Dakota real estate headlines. ND Real Estate Commissions in 2024, what pros need to know. Redfin published a guide covering everything North Dakota agents and brokers should know about real estate commission rates and pricing factors for 2024. Understanding current commission structures helps ND real estate professionals price competitively and communicate value to clients in a shifting market. Review the full commission breakdown at http://northdakotarealestatecommissions/. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. ND Realtors Commission Info Page. Resource for ND real estate pros. The North Dakota Association of Realtors maintains a consumer-facing web page explaining real estate commission information. ND real estate professionals should understand how commission structures are presented to consumers in their market. Review the commission info page at https://www.ndrealtors.com/consumers/real-estate-commission-info to stay aligned with consumer-facing guidance. North Dakota real estate headlines. New ND property record search tool consolidates tax, deed, and boundary data. StateRecords.org now offers a centralized North Dakota property search to access public property tax records, ownership deeds, and property line maps in one place. Real estate professionals in ND can streamline due diligence by verifying ownership history, tax status, and parcel boundaries without visiting multiple county offices. Add this resource to your closing checklist. hess.northdakota.staterecords.org/property-records. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility. Boundary discrepancies between deed and survey. Unreleased mortgages from prior owners. And mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning, but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.